Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with Podcast 24 on October 19, 2010. What is the relationship between personal and organizational transformation? I wrote about three types of organizational change in my book, Recreate Your Life, many years ago. Let me draw from several passages in that book, because the business applications of this distinction should make the personal applications I wrote about last week even clearer. Organizations, as well as individuals, require all three types of change to be successful. First-order change in an organization consists of improving on what already is. It usually consists of finding ways to do things a little better, faster, or easier. It results in incremental improvements consistent with the existing culture of the organization, which is ultimately a function of the organization's beliefs. You can make a lot of money doing this well. Second-order change consists of doing something totally new. It's characterized by behavior change that requires a new culture. In other words, the desired behavior is inconsistent with the existing set of beliefs and requires a new set in order to open up the possibility for the desired new behaviors. An example of this would be a company where certain employees see themselves as service technicians, for whom fixing and installing equipment is their real job, and for whom taking care of customers is an imposition. Giving such employees information about the importance of taking care of customers would be useless. Such information is inconsistent with their existing beliefs about themselves. They would need to change those behaviors so that they saw themselves as customer satisfiers, at which point taking care of customers would be natural and normal behavior. Whereas first-order change is incremental and consists of improving what already is, second-order change is more fundamental and consists of creating a new set of beliefs that make possible behavior that had been impossible before. One way to distinguish between a second- and third-order change organization is that the former creates a new and better culture in which to operate. The latter creates a culture that recognizes there is no right culture for all times. A third-order organization is always operating from questions rather than answers, such as, what makes sense today? It's an organization that's willing to question and change its beliefs and culture at all times. As Eric Hoffer, the San Francisco longshoreman philosopher, once stated, quote, in a time of drastic change, such as the world is currently experiencing, it is the learners who inherit the future. The learned find themselves equipped to learn in a world that no longer remains. Close quote. Continuous improvement is by definition a process, not merely a state change. Second-order change substitutes one state for a better one. An organization committed to continuous improvement requires third-order change, which is a process, not merely a state change. A third-order organization would welcome change because change would be its biggest competitive advantage. First- and second-order change organizations initially wouldn't even see changes in the environment as they occurred. Eventually, they would acknowledge the environmental changes and try to deal with them. They'd start with some first-order change. Eventually, some of them might make second-order changes. By then, what would have happened to the environment? It would have changed even more. Such organizations would never be dealing with the world as it is, moment by moment. A third-order organization would. No limitations. When I lead workshops to help an organization create itself as a third-order organization, in other words, an organization that creates third-order change on a regular basis, I frequently ask participants, what limitations would a third-order organization have? The answer is always the same. There wouldn't be any limitations. This is exactly the same experience that individuals have when they distinguish themselves as the creator and not merely a creation. Examples of second and third order organizations. It's relatively easy to identify a second order change organization. It usually is doing something totally different from what everyone else in its industry is doing. Often it's doing something that everyone else says is impossible. A good example of such a company is Southwest Airlines, founded by Herb Kelleher. At a time where everyone in the airline business knew that you couldn't possibly fly from point to point profitably, and that the only way to run an airline was to fly in and out of major hubs, Kelleher decided that the conventional wisdom was wrong and created what's become the most profitable and successful airline in the United States. He challenged the existing industry beliefs and created a new set of beliefs about running an airline. It's much harder to identify a third-order change organization because it must be watched over time to see if one major challenge to conventional wisdom is followed by another. In other words, because third-order change consists of repeating second-order change over and over, as the environment demands, you need to observe a company over time to see if it makes fundamental change repeatedly. One such company appears to be Amazon. Jeff Bezos started by challenging the notion of retail as requiring physical locations and decided to sell retail over the Internet. He started with offering a larger selection of books than even the supersized bookstores with physical locations, such as Barnes & Noble and Borders, at substantial discount. But his next second-order change was even bigger than adding a lot more products. It was deciding that if a lot of people were interested in buying digital books, he would manufacture the Kindle, a digital book reader. Whether he succeeds in the long run or not, or whether the iPad or similar products defeat him, is beside the point. He and Amazon have observed the environment and continue to change as new opportunities arose. They've created second-order change at least twice, which probably makes it a third-order change organization. The relevance of change in business to personal life. How is the distinction between three types of business organizations relevant to personal growth and transformation? I think the distinction between a second and third order organization is directly applicable to individuals. It's important to not only get rid of existing fears and barriers to action so as to become a happier, more successful individual, but also to be constantly willing to grow, to learn, to change, to expand as your environment and experience require. An individual who knows deep within that he is not his creation at any given moment, but the creator of any creation, in other words, someone who does not identify with his creation, would be willing to give up the creation he thinks he is at any moment when he realizes it doesn't serve him and create another one. Second order change is reaching a better destination. There's nothing at all wrong with that. Run, don't walk, to any opportunity to experience second order change. A third order change organization has a culture that holds that there's no right way of operating at all times and under all circumstances, and is always open to change. A third-order individual distinguishes himself as the creator, who creates his experience of life minute by minute, always knowing that he's the creator of his creation, not any specific creation. Please share any comments you have on my ideas on first, second, and third order change and my ideas on transformation in business and in personal life on my blog at MortyLefko.com. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com where you can eliminate one limiting belief free. And finally, to purchase a DVD program that I guarantee to help you significantly improve your confidence and also eliminate the major day-to-day problems that most people face, check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day and tune in next week for podcast number 25.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.